In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning. Christ is born. Christ is born. And Christ is born. Beloved in Christ, how beautiful to be together here in this holy community. First and foremost, I say to all of you, beloved in Christ, Merry Christmas, and all the best, the prayers, the best wishes, and every good thing, you know, that comes from God during this holy season. Joy, peace, and visitation of our Lord Jesus Christ into our life. I am blessed to be visiting this holy community at this moment, during this holy season of the Nativity. I greet Father Ephraim, and I appreciate, commend him, and I appreciate what ministry coming all the way from Wasilla to here. And with him this time, we have Deacon John from St. Herman, so they drove all the way from Wasilla to here. This deacon who read the gospel today is a new deacon, just I ordained him on Sunday. So you remember Michael Habib, one who used to travel with me, now he is a deacon. So pray for him to have a good ministry. You know, I appreciate all of you for your commitment and for your faithfulness during this very difficult time, you know, the transition. But let me assure you that this church is not going to die at all. And I will send you a priest for sure. It's a matter of time. Just a matter of time. I have, you know, I supply even the Greek churches, you know, like with my clergy. So that's why I have a shortage of clergy. But then I find a faithful young man, so for sure I will send him to here. I will not forget to appreciate Subdeacon Gregory Bruce. He acted during this very difficult time as a leader, and I pray to Almighty God to bless his work and his ministry and his endeavor, and I thank him from the bottom of my life, of my heart. I read all the what you place on the website. Beautiful, beautiful material. The gospel reading, the epistle reading, and the commentaries from the Holy Fathers. I read everything about this holy community. I am far in distance, but I am with you in the prayer. And I know what's happening here. And always I direct Father Ephraim to give you my love and my greetings, and to sustain you and give you all the encouragement not to give up during this transition. Not to give up. You are not alone, you are not forgotten, and you are not abandoned. You are not orphans. You are not orphans. Just like every person goes through this kind of transition. Look what we heard today. We heard in this Gospel of St. Matthew, on this beautiful day, he said, go, these are the words of Herod. He said, go and search diligently for the child, And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. This is not true at all. Harold was trying to kill the baby, because he killed many, many babies at that time. But look what he said. Go and search diligently. This is a message for me and for all of us. During this holy season, we have to search for the baby. We have to search for Jesus, not for anything else. So those who find, those who search diligently and find Jesus, they are blessed. They are filled with the best present ever from God. And that present will never ever be taken from them anymore. And our gathering today is to find Jesus. And again and again. So when we are filled with this kind of joy from God, God is visiting us, God is coming to be born in us, God is blessing this holy little community. So little but good quality. So we don't mind, you know, like to have 20 people or 30 people or less or more. You know, some places, some other places, like in Los Angeles now, they built the largest church you ever imagined for Protestants. They are shopping for different jurisdictions, for different religions. So they sit, they hear, you know, like, and good, you know, like, I'm not judging them. So they sit there, they hear homilies and long homilies, and you see them on the TV, they are chewing gum and whatever, so, like a club. So we need to build a church. And the church is not very big. Every one of you is a church. You young people, you are, every one of you, you are the church. Do you understand that? You search for Jesus, you are the church. You become the church. So don't give up. Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. Always be hopeful. Be positive. So this church was born to live. People come and go. We pray for them. But this church, I consecrated this church. You remember the day of consecration? So consecration means, you know, that eternal God is visiting this holy place. So we don't sell churches like to shops, business, when after we consecrate a church, that is the holy body of Christ. So my message today for you in on this beautiful day of Christmas, you know, two, three days after the Nativity, but still we are in the holy season. We are the holy season, and when we say Christ is born, glorify Him, Merry Christmas, doesn't mean that, you know, like we say it for one day or not. You remember Christ is risen, we say it for 40 days, and we say it million and million of times. Why? Because we have to affirm that everything related to Jesus is forever. Whether like one day before or one day later, and doesn't matter. So we live this beautiful event. We live this beautiful incarnation of Jesus Christ. So my message to here, to all of you beloved in Christ, is this. Contemplating the blessings of the Advent season, at times we ponder whether we have lost our blessings to the material world in which we live. Surrounded by ostentatious displays of wealth and unhealthy indulgences, we realize that they are slowly taking the place of more appropriate preparations for the celebration of Christmas. The very foundation of the Christmas feast is the birth of an unassuming child born quietly, humbly. The King of Glory was born of a mother who was turned away from every house in a cave among the animals who could not speak. Advent is the time of our preparation to meet the Lord of Lords. Certainly, we desire to offer our best gifts to the Christ child, but they must be gifts of substance. You know, we can give this kind of stuff. So we can give after a few days, we show them, right? Okay. They fade and no longer, you know, look nice anymore. So we don't have focus on material gifts. For example, right now, I am coming here to talk to you. I don't have any material. I have all the tea and all the material. So when we say, when we give each other a hug, that is much better than any material. When we write some notes, you know, like for cards, Christmas cards, my room in Eagle River is full of Christmas cards from children, from families, from us. It's very meaningful. We don't need, if I give you a card now, young man, if I give you a car now, 1 year later or 3 years later, you need a better car. If I give you a computer, after a while you are unhappy, you need something different. If I give you a cell phone, for example, talking about technology, you need something different. That's why, so like we desire to offer our best gifts to the Christ child. But they must be gifts of substance. What are they here? The gifts of substance. The gifts of prayer. The gifts of prayer. The gifts of repentance. And the gifts of forgiveness. And the gifts of love. Anything better than this? This is the way, you know, like we preach in the Orthodox Church. So we want to adorn him with our virtues. The more we live all what I said, the gifts of substance, so we adorn him the way he wishes, the way he desires, the way he is pleased. In the words of King of David, in the words of King David, a sacrifice, you know, sacrifice is not just like the divine liturgy. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit to confess our sins. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit, a heart that is broken and humbled, God will never despise, will never reject. Advent gives us the opportunity to offer him hearts that were broken but now healed, minds that were filled with turmoil now at peace, and bodies once diseased now whole and healthy. These are the gifts that he desires of us, our entire person healed, changed, and renewed through the despising and renouncing of sin. You know, the church here, the church is not a building, the church. The effect, the power of the church here is to help us heal our souls and our souls completely. Making the effort of fasting, heightened prayer, and almsgiving during Advent prepare us to receive the Christ child. How will he recognize us as his own if we are stained with pride, self-love, and the stench of unrepentant sin? Meanwhile, when we repent truly and deeply through our tears and his mercy, so that's why we say, Lord, have mercy on me, O God. Meanwhile, when we repent truly and deeply through our tears and his mercy, our sins are washed away and we are purified. He accepts us with great joy and is well pleased. This is the meaning of Christmas. How we prepare ourselves and others to come and visit us and renew us. And this is the meaning, the most beautiful image of Christmas. Now Christmas, let me make you laugh. Last Thursday, before Christmas, one day before Christmas, no, before I came here, one lady in Los Angeles, I was taking a walk in the morning, and she said to me, I didn't know, just like I'm still analyzing, I'm trying to understand what in her mind, you know, like, made her say that. She said to me, Happy Halloween. Believe me. She said to me, Happy Halloween. I laughed like you. I was walking on the street like crazy and laughing, trying to analyze, you know, what did she mean? Maybe she saw Christmas lights everywhere and some decorations and something like that. According to her, just like Halloween. You know, that is unacceptable to us, at least to us. To her, you know, I don't know what's in her mind, whether she agrees or not. But for us, it's not Halloween. For us, it's not anything. For us, it's not anything. His incarnation. His incarnation happens to us. We, like him exactly, sent as an angel to the grave, of Alexandria. He said that the time has become a flesh, like us, except sin. He came down to sanctify everything in order to make us like him. How powerful and beautiful is that? It's not a joke, it's not Halloween. It's not like some just a few material here. We enjoy everything we have. Why not? You know, yesterday and the day before with the groups, yesterday the dinner was with the parish council, and I will meet with the parish council this afternoon here, and I will meet with all of you. This is fine. This is beautiful. All these, you know, like beautiful moments to see each other and talk to each other. But the most important thing is to see our life. When I preside over the university, when I preside over the parish council, when we preside over, you know, like we do everything, even you when you are in the kitchen, you must think of him and you must see his life in your home. He is everywhere and all things. So his Christmas, his nativity, his birth is not a little bit. Advent is the time of year prescribed by the Holy Orthodox Church as an opportunity for renewal, for a rededication of our lives to Him, just as He was born to give His life for us. So too we renew ourselves and are born in the Spirit. In so doing, we offer ourselves to God, just as our Lord Jesus Christ offered Himself to us on the cross. While we speak of the birth of Christ, we remember His offering on the cross, just as Advent is the foreshadowing of the great Lent. One is the preparation for the joy of the resurrection, and the other lays the groundwork for the same event through His incarnation. We are reminded that Christ was first born incarnate and then resurrected. We follow that example, seizing the opportunity for spiritual renewal. Repentance in any moment gives us the gift of renewal. After baptism, repentance through confession and liberating ourselves from sin places us in a restored state and now properly prepared to experience the true joy of the Feast of the Nativity. You remember in the Troparion, that's exactly what I am saying here in my words, but look how the Troparion says, he is coming to restore the image which was on it. You remember that? There is a lot of ministry, there is a lot of love. There is a lot of giving in this letter. So that's why we give ourselves an opportunity for renewal, as I said. We think of the art of miserable people. We think of those who are going through troubles, like in Syria, like in Kosovo, like in everywhere in this world. As my beloved in Christ, I urge you not to be distracted with much serving, as was Martha during Jesus' visit. In gratitude for all that He has blessed you with, choose the good part which will not be taken from you. This Advent, make a change and prepare the best gift possible for the greatest guest. Prepare yourselves in order to receive the true joy of this holy season, the realization that the Savior is born at the cross. So Christ is born. This is my favorite season. Let it be yours, in a way when we feel that He is coming to be born, we are the happiest. It gives us hope, it gives us, you know, like, it gives us some positive feeling for the future. And we pray now at the airport, upon my arrival, I met with Dr. Herman Engelhardt and his wife flying back to Houston. So I heard that he is not well. And let us keep in our prayer during this difficult time. And not only him, but every name that you find. So pray for him or for her or for them. All the blessing and the joy, and let the heavenly physician visit our friend. You know, like, he's very dear to all of us, and he left a big touch in this study community. And I envy him when he is smart, when he teaches our clergy. I invited him many times for seminars and for wonderful lectures. So may the incarnate God visit him and heal him from this kind of difficulty. Amen. So God bless you, beloved Emperor, and may all the joy of this holy season be yours.